Jacaranda FM.
It's 1 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 19, Pretoria 21, Polokwane 24.
No major incidents on the roads, however, the roadworks getting in our faces. Tembisa R21 South, restrictions between the R25 Busfontein Road and the R23 Benoni exits. And four ways, N1 Southbound roadworks, restrictions before the Winnie Mandela Drive exit.
Minister of Labour, Nomokozana Smith, gave an update to the nation about labour compliance after targeting the hospitality sector. The raids mostly ran on restaurants following allegations of exploitation and violation of the country's labour laws. According to Smith, the most inspections were carried out in the Western Cape, where more than 800 establishments were checked, followed by KwaZulu-Natal with over 700 inspections.
Inspections have revealed instances of non-compliance, including underpayment of salaries, unlawful deductions and inadequate health and safety measures. To date, we have enforced monetary corrections totaling over 10 million rand, compelling employers to rectify these violations and honor their obligations to their employees.
Rand Water says it has completed its repair work at the Mapleton booster pumping station last night. This after the pumping station was affected by a power trip on Saturday, affecting the Bronberg water system. Tswane spokesperson Lindi Lemashuhu says the Bronberg water system inlet has been opened.
Some of the city's reservoirs have improved overnight. However, the following areas are affected by the water outage. Parts of Mamelodi, Tiger Valley, Doornkloof Agricultural Holdings, Mooikloof Ridge, Six Fountains, Sher and Hazeldene. Water tankers will remain in place.
Forecaster for the Weather Service, Rudzani Malala, says the spring snow is not a rare occurrence. This comes after almost 2 weeks since snow blanketed over the N3 toll route along the Fundrinnen Pass. At least two people succumbed to hypothermia after being trapped in the freezing conditions. Malala says in 2011, snow still fell in October.
Snow in late winter and early spring is not unusual. In fact, the more intense extreme snow systems tend to affect southern Africa in very late winter, especially over the eastern provinces.
Residents of Ghana are set to stage a three-day protest this week demanding government action on illegal mining of gold. They are also demanding the release of 54 activists detained for demonstrating against illicit activity. The government's handling of illegal mining, particularly its impact on natural resources and rural livelihoods, has become a flashpoint issue in the run-up to the West African country's presidential elections in December. More on jackranifin.com. Click on news. And French manufacturer Renault has announced it will end its Formula One engine program after the 2025 season. This means Renault's Alpine team will have to buy engines from another manufacturer, which reports indicates that it will be supplied by Mercedes. Am Jopinaar hoofdienstier, die minister van arbeid sê honderde besighede is ondersoek vir arbeidsoortredings.
More music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.